Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Hi, Bill Caskey here. If you're listening to this podcast, it means you're excited about making real change. Well, I am too. In fact, that's why I began this podcast 3 years ago. I found that change happens only when you take action. Maybe you're like a lot of my listeners who have questions like, what steps can I take to grow my business? How can I have a better business life? How can I avoid the commodity jungle? And how can I grow my income? But maybe you're feeling stuck, not sure exactly where to begin the journey. I totally understand that. That's why I created the 2X Group, to relaunch your success. Whether it's how to generate leads, how to reconfigure your limiting beliefs, or how to close more sales, the 2X Group might be your ticket to growth. And today, I'm offering a 30-minute phone call with me so I can learn about your goals and determine whether the 2X Group is perfect for you. No cost, no obligation. So if you're ready to take action, go to the2xgroup.com to get on my calendar so you can begin the journey of 2Xing your business. Now, on with the show. Hey, Bill Caskey back at the Bill Caskey Podcast. Glad you are joining me today. If you're interested in the 2X Group, go to the2xgroup.com. It's a peer group, small group coaching for sales professionals who want to double their income in the next year, year and a half. It's an awesome group. Starting a new group here soon. You know, when I think of topics that I believe you might benefit from, I typically write them down in a notes page on my phone, with a little bit of background. Maybe if I think of 5 points, I might just dictate 4 or 5 points in. Then when I sit down and decide on what topic I'm going to bring to you, I refer to that list. Well, I tried something different that failed miserably the other day. I went ahead and did an entire podcast with a microphone on the phone. It was about 15 minutes long. Then I sent it to get it transcribed, thinking, okay, get it transcribed now. I won't read it, but I'll have all the notes there. Got it transcribed. It was a total mess. It didn't even make sense to me. And heck, I'm the one that did it. So I went through and I just struggled with it. So I've aborted that process and I'm back now to talking about something that is pretty close to my heart. And that is, how can you be a contrarian? How can you take counterintuitive moves in the market to bring about success for you as a sales professional? So I'm going to do a little stream of consciousness work here about that. There'll be a lot of edits, but you'll never see them. So what if you took a radically different approach to sales? Radically different. Because in the traditional sense of selling, you are doing a set of actions in the market. You're reaching out to potential clients, you're networking, you're sending emails, whatever you're doing. Some of those are inbound, but most are probably outbound. And you are looking for a result. You are looking for predictability. If I do these 10 things every day, then I expect to have so many proposals, quotes, and deals by the end of the month, quarter, or year. So I think we're all searching for predictability. Unfortunately, the ways we are going about selling today might just be antiquated. And if they're too antiquated, then your efficiency and effectiveness are going to drop precipitously. They're going to really fall off the cliff. So, for example, making cold calls used to be the number one go-to for sales professionals. And I know people who are still making cold calls. Now, it's not that cold calls are futile, or don't work. It's that there are so many better ways to introduce yourself, to start conversations than cold calling. Cold calling just sets up the wrong vibe to me. And I know you managers will say, oh, but Bill, we got to find some way to get in front of people. Cold calling is our number one. Yeah, but it's hard to scale. It's hard to scale your business on cold calling unless you just hire a whole bunch more people to cold call. So I want to talk today about a new way to look at sales. And I've talked about a little bit of these things before on this podcast, but I want to go radically counterintuitive, a radical contrarian. Here's number one. I want you to dislodge sales and selling as having the same meaning. They are not the same. Sales is not just the department that you're probably in. Sales is what occurs after actions are taken where a prospect gives you money. They become a client. They give you money and you start to deliver. That's a sale is made. But selling is the culmination of all the activities that go along the process that eventually get them to that. In the traditional world, I think we look at selling in sync with sales. I think we look at them as being the same exact thing, and they're just not. I've got a client who about a year ago totally reinvented their sales process. And they used to make a lot of cold calls. And up until about 4 or 5 months ago, before the pandemic, they still did, but now they don't make any. And what they did was they substituted a brand new way to reach out to prospects. They found their list. They emailed their list of people that they wanted to connect with. They offered that list a complimentary. One month it was a study, another month it was a video training, another month it was kind of trends of the industry. But they continued to make offers to their client list, or prospect list actually. And as those people took them up on their offers, they would follow up with them via email, very gentle. There was no pressure, but it was always an offer to speak live. And what they found was this was so much more effective from a numbers standpoint than cold calling was. And I remember when we first pitched the idea to them and we helped them with some of the scripting and some of the videos and the things they were doing, I remember the VP of sales was very resistant. No way this is going to work. I think you're going about it all wrong. We just need to double down on the cold calls. But we didn't. And we found a better way. Here's what's happened to their numbers. Now, I think their numbers would have been off the chart had it not been for COVID and the shutdown and all that. But their numbers were up about 30% from where they were the prior year when they were doing only cold calls. So what they would do, they got the list, number one. They got the list of prospects they wanted to call on. Number two, they created a freebie. It's not easy to do. I know some of you will say, well, but isn't that a brochure? I said, no, it's not a sales brochure. That's not a freebie. Nobody wants to download a sales brochure. A freebie or a lead magnet or a free offer is something they can download or get. It doesn't have to be a download. They can get from you when they need it, when they want it, if it strikes their fancy, if it fits with what they're doing, if it speaks to them. There's some kind of an offer. Keep that word offer in mind. And as they started to reach out to these people, they found more and more people. One mailing, I remember they sent to like 250 people and they had 45 people email back and say, yeah, I'd like to see more about that. They never got 20% response on cold calls or anything they did. So step one is get the list. Step two, generate a freebie. And then send a list and offer the freebie and then follow up on the back end. Now, second thing they did was before they had a call. So let's say that the freebie went out or the offer for it. Somebody emails you back, says, yeah, I'd like it. Then they set up a call. But before the call would actually happen, they asked the prospect to fill out a very simple survey online that they had set up to help them know what the prospect was interested in. And they didn't think that people were going to fill it out. It was very simple. It was like a minute. It was very simple. But what it did was it gave the prospect a chance to engage and to share and to give voice to some of the issues that they were having. It gave the salespeople a whole lot better way to begin the process or the call itself because they had some data. They had some knowledge, they had some input, some perspective on the part of the customer. So those are two things that dramatically shifted the sales process. Were they contrarian? Yeah, because the prospect was selling themselves. They were selling my client on why they wanted to talk to them versus the old way, which is you're out there making cold calls, trying to get somebody to see you, spend an hour with you. Oh, please, can't I come in? Oh, beggars. Don't be a beggar. So the ideal situation is where a customer reaches out to you, asks you for something, wants to talk more about it because they see how that something could help their business. You end up going in, articulating the offer, helping people understand what they get, what they don't get, ask questions like you usually do. What are some of the issues? Where are you trying to go? And that's a much easier way to sell than trying to do it all from scratch up front. It's contrarian, it's counterintuitive, because it kind of takes you out of the process. And I know that's painful for some of you. You want to do the whole thing. You don't want anything to do with the email copy. You don't want anything to do with creating a freebie that's going to help the prospect self-select. You don't want anything to do with an assessment because you say, wait a minute, that's my job. So if you have those feelings, and that's the reaction I'm getting from you, it's going to be hard for you to use this counterintuitive method. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think, are you really using the digital assets available to you? And are you restructuring your sales process to be a little bit more them selling you and a little bit less you selling and chasing them? I hope that helps you. If you're interested in knowing more about this contrarian system, I'm happy to talk. You can go to the2xgroup.com if you want to get be a part or just learn about our small group coaching mastermind program, the2xgroup.com. And I will see you here the next time I see you here. Bye.